This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
All right, get ready for some... yeah.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
That's right, we've got some frivolity.
Yes.
A supersized Florida corner.
All right.
We'll find out that cats really do like people.
When they're feeding them.
And science will back it up. We've got science on our side.
That's all that matters.
Speaking of science, we also have news from North Carolina, where science is...
Questionable?
Non-existent, let's call it that. plus a few other cool things to talk about. Before we get into all that, got the weekend coming up, the very first weekend of April. I am now officially done Whole 30. I finished, actually, Tuesday night when we recorded was my last day. So, because I don't know the final statistics, those will be updated next week.
All right.
I will let you know how much, if any, weight I have lost in 30 days of eating clean. Here's a hint, I've lost some.
Yeah, I want to say, can we make guests today's show?
You can guess if you like.
We should see who's closer, the two of us.
Yeah, you go
26.
Ahead. 26.
Okay. I'm going to say 48. That's like a pound, like over a pound a day.
Yeah.
I'm saying you look svelte.
I will tell you this. You did, and I appreciate that. You need to dial your number back.
Okay, sorry. Let me be back.
That's a little unrealistic.
Okay, I'm being optimistic, but I'll say 22.
Okay,
let's say 22.
All right, so I'll know the answer tomorrow morning.
All right,
as I weigh in, I will let you know.
Will you text me?
Sure, that'll be your first text.
I'll also
include a picture of my morning poop.
That's what I don't know that you're really eating clean.
I have saved so much money on toilet paper. I will tell you this, because the number of clean escapes is amazing.
Yeah, no, that's like the best thing about changing your diet.
I saw perfectly
how true it is, because I've been eating clean for like the last 2 or 3 weeks or mm-hmm. so, and then on Friday I had the Big Mac that they have now.
I don't know.
It's like a quarter pounder Big Mac. I ate one of those and a fry and a Coke and definitely the next day was a mud pit. Or like it was more like the La Brea Tar Pits.
It was like half a roll of wiping.
Yeah, oh, it was horrible.
It was like, yeah. That's
I had a rug burn by the end of
oh,
it.
Oh, that's no fun.
And that
at
was
all.
On my hand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's no fun. You flush three times. You still got to break out the old plunger. Oh, let's see what that's called. I'm curious now.
I have a hit song that was called Flush Twice.
All right. Let's learn more about the Big Mac. Let's see what that is.
The Grand Mac is what it's called.
Oh, well, there you go. You had a Grand Mac?
I had a Grand Mac, and it was exactly everything that I hoped it would be. Like, I love Big Macs, and like I always was like, why don't they make like a double big, like a double quarter pounder with cheese Big Mac? And when I worked at McDonald's, we could make stuff like that. It just,
sure.
You know, the bread in the center was usually just a bun from a quarter pounder.
Mm-hmm.
But this was like the real deal. Oh, it was amazing.
I'm going to add this right now. I have not had a carb or a sugar.
Oh, man.
In 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Actually, more than that.
Are you going to stay up until midnight tonight just so you can drink a beer?
No. Oh. You know what? Here's the thing, though. I'm not, like, craving anything.
Yeah,
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not going, tomorrow I'm going to drink 12 beers.
That's healthy then.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any cravings. And make no mistake about it. It's not willpower. It's just that's how my body has responded to it. Leslie's had a little bit more of a struggle with it because she doesn't like to drink black coffee. She likes to have a little sweetener in it. That's forbidden on Whole 30. So she's actually given up caffeine as well.
As a
byproduct, she's struggled a little bit more with it than I have because, like I said, it's actually been pretty easy for me. You know, I'm like,
so what is this thing called again?
Whole 30 with a W, W-H-O-L-E 30. So yeah, no sugar, no sweeteners of any kind, No dairy, no grains, no beans, no legumes. There's a bunch of no's.
What can you eat?
You can eat fruits. You can eat vegetables. You can eat any sort of proteins like eggs and turkey, chicken. If you get bacon with no sugar in it, you can have bacon. That's a little harder to find, but you can find it. What else?
You said bacon?
If you can find bacon with no sugar in it.
Okay.
No sugar. That's the thing. You can have no sugar added to anything. So there's a lot of reading of labels going, no, can't have that. No, can't have that. The one thing you could have that is not on a lot of eating plans, and this is not a diet, it's an eating plan. I could have potatoes so long as they were not French fries. Can't have French fries, can't have sweet potato fries, but I could slice up sweet potatoes, put them in the oven, put clarified butter or olive oil on them, and cook them that way.
Okay.
And that was a delight.
So you used a lot of ghee?
We didn't use a ton of it. We used like one jar and a little bit more between two of us.
That's probably my favorite thing that she started getting at Trader Joe's recently is the ghee.
Yeah, and it's clarified butter, and it tastes like butter because it's butter.
Yeah.
But it's not as processed.
Yeah, and it's like the healthy part of the butter.
Yeah. So yeah, it's I will tell you, you're both in the range. I know that because I did weigh myself at some point, so I will be in the 20 to 30 pound range in terms of how much I've lost in 30 days.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
But it is not a diet plan. They don't advertise it for weight loss. That's not the point. The point is to rethink how you think about food and why you're eating. So like at the beginning, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go over here and I got this huge thing of pickles. So I like pickles. Pickles have no calories. And I was like, oh, it satisfies my need for crunchy. It satisfies my need for this. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. And Leslie goes, you know, the point is that you don't replace that need that you have for crunchy and salty, like from chips, because you're supposed to rethink how you think about food. So substituting that in, and I was like, ah, you're right. I still eat pickles, though, because they're good and they've got no calories and they're perfectly okay.
Yeah, pickles are great.
They're delightful. I don't know if you've seen my refrigerator. I have the big Costco size.
Was it the Klassen?
No, they're Vlasic.
All right,
nice big old Vlasic pickles.
That's the best tasting pickle ever.
Fantastic.
Vlasic?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I do miss having a little bit of cheese. Like a little bit of cheese on my burger. That would. So I will be reincorporating a little bit of cheese. I'll have a beer here and there. But I'm gonna stay pretty close to the eating plan because I feel good. Obviously, I've gotten decent results from it. So. Gonna keep going. We had to do goals at work. I was like, here are our goals for this year. By the way, I hate that. I hate goals more than anything else because what that says, that's corporate just saying, you know, we can't trust you to do your job and keep growing. So we're going to make you make up goals. So one of my goals was not, I didn't go work life balance. I said, one of my goals is to exercise 3 times a week. So that I can have more energy and be more focused when I'm at work. What does that mean? That means there will be days I go to the gym at lunch. And I might be at lunch for a little longer than an hour. But it's one of my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, the work I do, if I'm there and I'm focused, I'm salaried. So it's not like I punch in and punch out. But the idea is, if I'm more focused, I'm going to get more done in 7.5 hours than I would in 9 hours if I'm just sort of half tired and not feeling it.
Yeah.
Oprah and Bill Gates said they work like 5.5 hours where they just focus and then
self-improvement usually like the other two and a half hours, 3 hours.
Yeah. And I've always sort of worked that way where there's a lot of sort of thinking going on and then I sit down to do it and it's like, what goes on with it? So, all right, speaking of somebody who likes to put a lot of energy into things, Cuba Gooding Jr. Has sparked some outrage and disgust for, you know, being a guy. They were at the announcement of the American Horror Story Roanoke on Sunday, where he lifted the dress of co-star Sarah Paulson at the Paley Fest As fellow star Kathy Bates was being introduced to a crowd inside Hollywood's Dolby Theater, Paulson, who's 42, greeted the actress as Gooding, who's 49, grabbed her sheath from behind. That sounds dirty. Although she initially shrieked after discovering what he was doing, the pair, who portray husband and wife on season 6 of the FX series, appeared to be in a playful mood as the event continued. Now, while neither Paulson nor Gooding has addressed the incident on social media, the Academy Award-winning actor was skewered on Twitter because that's what you do. One user wrote, "Cuba Gooding Jr., hi, dude, did you apologize to Sarah? You should, if you didn't, because what you did was gross and disrespectful." Another person tweeted, "FYI, the reason Miss Sarah Paulson is smiling is because Miss Kathy Bates then screams out of shock at the disrespectful actions of Cuba Gooding Jr." Another person sniped, "So is Cuba Gooding Jr. allowed to get away with lifting Sarah Paulson's skirt at Paley Center? Total disrespect to a woman." And it's not the first time he's raised eyebrows. He gave an expletive-filled speech at the Footwear News Achievement Awards. I don't know what that even is, but it was in December while presenting an award to designer pal John Varvatos. Kareem, what say you on the kerfuffle with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
I'm so tired of these people. Oh, my God.
It almost makes you wish Twitter went out of business, doesn't it? Sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
You don't understand the patriarchy, Kareem. Jason, back me up on this. It's the patriarchy at work.
You know, as a guy who has spent way more time with women than any man should
lifting skirts and
yeah. When you're a guy with women, or when you work around women and you're trying to be toe the line of being respectful and not doing, they are way worse than dudes are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you can't have it both ways.
Oh, but they can because Twitter.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, like, because I managed a spa with 19 and a half women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to toe the line. I had to be the boss.
Sure.
So, you know, I was trying not to get any sexual harassment suits. So I did not sleep with any of my employees. I did not hit on any of my employees.
Didn't give any of them the stinky pinky?
No stinky pinky. I did look at a boob if it was in front of me. I'll admit that.
Well, you're only human.
I'm only human. But they said way worse stuff than I would have ever thought I could get away with saying to them.
Right.
Or around them.
Because you became scenery at a certain point, and it was just the girls.
Yeah, so I'm like, So all of this outrage about, the way, I'm like, have you spent time with women?
It's true. That there
because they're not,
that aspect.
Yeah, because they're not the little delicate flowers that everybody likes. No, women can give as good as they take.
Kareem, the patriarchy has kept them down. Jason, what do you think?
I just think that people just get outraged over everything, and it's so exhausting and so ridiculous. Like, Sarah Paulson, did she say anything? Did she laugh about it? They worked together for how many months together doing
a
show?
As husband and wife.
As husband and wife. Like, I'm sure that Cuba Gooding Jr. knew what was okay and not okay to do to Sarah Paulson, because when you work that intimately with people and you have to see them every single day, like, you're very, you know what's okay. Like,
so what happens if the show comes out and that actually is something that's from the show?
Well, then people on Twitter will not apologize.
Yeah. It's just, people can be upset about anything. And I get it, because I think that there's a side of women that are out there right now that are worried because, you have a president that says he's going to grab women by the privates. You have a bunch of men in office in the Congress that, want to take women's rights away. So I can understand why people get upset about, but I mean, like, this is the wrong thing to get upset about. Like, it's two co-stars working together. Like, that's not the patriarchy at work. Like, I mean, if she would have turned around and slapped him in the face, because he said something smart butt to her,
You can say smart ass.
Okay, it's all right. So if you said if he was a smart ass to her and she slapped him in the face, would people be getting outraged about, you know, that's spousal abuse? That's hurting somebody. No, because it would have been a joke and it would have been fine. He would have laughed about it because it would have been a play slap. So I just don't. I think that now if Sarah Paulson came in and was like, I'm so outraged by this and I'm so upset and like I didn't know how to. Then there's a different story. Like if he offended her, but that's the only person that can get upset about this. There's only one person that can get upset about this right here. And that is that's Sarah Paulson.
Or her girlfriend.
Or that's true. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Nobody else. It's not your business. Yeah, mind your own business, man.
Yeah.
Until you're told not to. Or asked to for your freaking opinion. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
We've reached the point where everybody feels like they have to stick their nose in somebody else's business because they are on the side of right.
Yeah.
I am right and you are wrong and I'm going to school you on why you are wrong. You are wrong. You are terrible. I am right. I know things. Let's
we're gonna do huge things. It's gonna be huge.
Gonna be huge. Let's take a look here so you guys can see the we'll make that full screen for you over there so you can take a look. There's your little the angle we have on YouTube that we're looking at is from the other side. So we don't really see it. But basically, you see the back of her leg. He doesn't go. He's going up slow, so she knows he's doing it. And she, of course, slaps his hand away because that would be the appropriate thing to do. So, interesting. Although I know the argument that a lot of people would make. It's like, oh, you don't understand. It's a patriarchy. She doesn't feel like she can say anything because then she wouldn't be able to work in Hollywood because
met a woman who hasn't voiced her opinion.
Yeah, and not only that, like, did we not just talk about how he just gave a speech at, like, a designer's, like, thing? Like, I mean, he probably knows about design. He's probably admiring the dress. Like, he was admiring, like...
He was messing with her.
Yeah.
He was messing with her. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. As long as she's okay with it, I'm okay with it.
I'm like, I don't know any of these little delicate flowers that you're talking about. I don't know any of them. Oh, my God.
Not at 42.
Not at 42.
Not at 42. Maybe at 22. Not at 42. Yeah. A Nova Scotia man has been banned. He had to turn in his vanity license plate. It says grab her on it. Here's the rub, though. That's his name. It revoked the personalized place because of his family name, Grabber. It was dubbed socially unacceptable. Lauren Grabber has no problem getting a Grabber license plate for his father back in 1991. Oh, that was a different time. But in December, he received a letter from the Nova Scotia Registrar of Motor Vehicles saying his own vanity plate was being revoked after a complaint. Oh, good. He said the letter branded his license plate socially unacceptable because it can be read as grab her, which could be seen as promoting violence against women. Thanks, Donald Trump. While I recognize the plate was issued as your last name, the public cannot be expected to know this and can misinterpret it as a socially unacceptable slogan. That's according to Janice Harland, the road safety director. Grabber said his son has a license plate bearing the family's last name out in Alberta.
Thanks, Dad.
Where does the province of Nova Scotia and this government have the person with that kind of power to discriminate against my name? That's what he told CTV News. Brian Taylor, a spokesman for the Department of Transportation, elaborated on the province's objection to the plate in an email to CBC News, saying a complaint was received outlining how some individuals interpret the name as misogynistic and promoting violence against women. With no way to denote that it is a family name on the plate, the department determined that it was in the public's best interest to remove it from circulation. Grabber said no one ever complained to him about the plate, saying, I never once had anybody come up to me and say they were offended. They would look at it and say, am I reading this right? And I would say, yes. And they would go, is this your last name? And I would go, yes. And they would always just give a little chuckle. He wondered whether the objections to his plate stemmed from the infamous recording last year of a presidential election featuring Donald Trump using the phrase grab her in a vulgar fashion. He said he shouldn't be punished for the now president's action, saying, quote, Donald Trump is a totally different person. He's ignorant. He doesn't care about anybody. And I shouldn't be put in a class like him.
Way to go, USA.
That's what's happening in Nova Scotia. So meanwhile, in Kareem's home state, Which, by the way, your wife? I thought
she was born in North Carolina.
Oh, well, how long did she live there?
Until she was 5, I think.
All right, then she bears no responsibility. Kareem, okay. However. So the price tag has been calculated for how much their anti-LGBT law, in terms of bathrooms, has cost the state in business. And the number is pretty high. Despite Republican assurances that North Carolina's bathroom bill isn't hurting the economy, a law limiting LGBT protections will cost the state more than $3.76 billion in lost business over a dozen years. That's according to an Associated Press analysis. Over the past year, North Carolina has suffered financial hits ranging from scuttled plans for a PayPal facility that would have added an estimated $2.66 billion to the state's economy, a canceled Ringo Starr concert. Well, they're not all huge, but it did deprive the town's amphitheater of about $33,000 in revenue. The blows have landed in the state's biggest cities as well as towns surrounding its flagship university and from the mountains to the coast. North Carolina could lose hundreds of millions more because the NCAA is avoiding the state, which is usually a favored host. The group is set to announce the sites for various championships through 2022, and North Carolina won't be among them as long as the law is on the books. The NAACP has also initiated a national economic boycott.
They already the ACC tournament this year was held in New York City because of this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's how many ACC teams in North Carolina? Several.
Yeah, it was like 6.
Yeah, North Carolina, North Carolina State, Duke, Wake Forest.
So there's 4.
There's at least 4 right there.
Yeah. And Clemson is right over the border.
In South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that might be the first time it wasn't really held in North Carolina. It's usually between Georgia and North Carolina, so it's crazy.
Well, it's in New York City now. Yeah. And they're not going to give it up. So there you go. Apparently, being a bigoted moron will eventually cost you money.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Cuba Gooding Jr., Jason.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is cool.
Kareem?
He's a little crazy, but he's cool.
No, he's Tool, Snow Dogs. End of story.
Or what was that one boat trip? Was it?
Yes.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, maybe Tool.
There's no maybe about it. I'm next in Cool or Tool, personalized license plates. Kareem.
I almost say they're a bit Tool.
Jason.
Yeah, they're Tool.
They're absolutely Tool. unless you're advertising your business and then you go, okay, it's a cost of doing business. But if you're just throwing your name out there, you dial it back there, grabber. And finally, in Cooler Tool, this is going to be a pretty easy one. North Carolina, Jason.
Oh, it's Tool.
Kareem.
It's been a bit Tool lately.
North Carolina is on the Tool Highway.
Yeah,
it's on the cusp.
Like it's like on the Snap-on.
It's going to be the Snap-on state soon, Kareem.
It's going to be. We're going to have a segment about it in a minute.
It's going to be the Strap-on state soon. They keep taking it like that.
Oh my gosh, that Craftsman.
Mm-hmm. Makita. That's very Tool. Hey, by the way, don't be a Tool. Don't be a taker. Support the podcast by doing your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it's that easy. You may even be on the website now. Just look up there, up, 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 and on the left side there, there's a tab that says Shop Amazon. Click on that. Brings you right to Amazon.com.
How do I always miss that?
Yeah, it's super easy. That's all you got to do to make it happen. We do appreciate it because it does help support the show, so thank you very much. Real quick, didn't do this at the top of the show because I jumped into Cuba Gooding Jr. a little too quickly. Weekend plans, Jason, anything fun going on for you?
I believe that I'll be rehearsing for a show on Friday night, on Saturday and Sunday, possibly. But that's, and then I think there's some type of other event going on somewhere.
Yeah, I'm having my WrestleMania party.
Oh, that's right.
That well, is true.
Should I expect to see you, Jason? I haven't seen a response.
What time is it at? What time is it? Because you said it to my wife and not to me.
I thought I invited you as well.
You did it. I think it was on her invite. Maybe I just haven't looked at it in my
It email. Could be. It could very well be. WrestleMania starts at 4 p.m.
Oh, then I definitely might be able to make it.
The show starts at 4. You can arrive anytime. You can arrive anytime.
Probably don't want to see the undercard.
Well, you don't have to get here for the pre-show. The pre-show starts at 2 o'clock. You do not have to get here for that.
All right.
But yeah, we're having our Leslie and I are having our first WrestleMania party.
Oh yeah.
We did not have an Oscars party, but we are having a WrestleMania party.
Oh yeah.
Get the 55-inch TV there. We have enough seating for about 10 people, so be a good time. Be a good time. So
be a great time.
Kareem is probably coming.
I am coming.
Sweet. Excellent. Are you bringing your significant other?
No.
She's still mad about the leggings conversation.
She said, did she say this morning, am I a snob for not going to the WrestleMania party?
No.
I was like, no.
No.
Tell him that my wife might be there. So she well.
Well, my wife's going to be here.
Yeah. Like my wife definitely does not care about WrestleMania.
I mean, the whole idea, it's sort of like a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not paying attention, if you're here to pay attention to the wrestling, great.
Yeah.
If you're here to have a few snacks and chat, fantastic. I don't care one way or another. It's a party.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because it's the party.
Yeah. This is essentially the Super Bowl for WWE. So, Kareem, anything else going on this weekend?
I am going to a play.
Oh.
It's a hip hop play.
Oh, so it's not the musical The Bodyguard that they keep advertising on TV. As the show everyone is talking about that I've not heard anyone talk about.
Or Hamilton.
Other than me.
No. I do want to see Hamilton, but...
So does everyone else.
But I don't want to spend that much money because we're going to Disneyland in May.
Oh, well, you have a choice. You can go to Hamilton or go to Disney.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably about the same price to get in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then I may have to take a trip to North Carolina, so I'm...
Oh.
Kind of saving credit card space for that.
There you go.
But I'm going to see a hip-hop play called Welcome to Arroyos by Christopher Diaz. It's playing at the California Stage at 2509 R Street. One of my friends does the music for it.
Oh, sweet.
Adam Fries, he's the musical director in the Low End Theory Collaborative. So I'm going to probably go, I'm going to that Saturday night.
There you go.
And then I'll be at Nate's Sunday for WrestleMania.
Sunday fun day.
WrestleMania 33, live from Orlando.
And if you want to check out the play, it's going on through April 9th.
Oh, good. So it'll be on for a while. All right. We have science that proves now that your cat probably likes you a lot. So if you're listening in North Carolina, you could ignore this because you don't believe in science. But
or Texas.
A Oregon State University published a study in the behavioral processes on Friday that proves what many devoted feline lovers have known for ages. Cats like people even more than kitty kibbles. Motherboard reports that scientists had been conducting particular cognitive tests on dogs and tortoises because why not? why not on dogs and tortoises indeed? Because those are two animals that everyone associates with each other. They decided to fill in the gaping research gap. Increasingly, cat cognition research is providing evidence of their complex socio-cognitive and problem-solving abilities. That's according to the paper. Nonetheless, it is still common belief that cats are not especially sociable or trainable. This disconnect may be due, in part, to a lack of knowledge of what stimuli cats prefer, and thus may be the most motivated to work for. For the tenderhearted, the following passage may be difficult to read. They rounded up 50 cats for people's homes and shelters and removed them from food, toys, and people for several hours. Oh, no. They don't worry, it was just for a few hours. They then reintroduced elements to the cats' lives under the categories human socialization, food, scent, and toys. It turned out about half the cats in the study prefer human interaction to food, although 37% of them still did prefer food. I mean, it had been a few hours. You know that if you have one of those meowing in your kitchen right now, there was no noticeable difference between cats living in shelters and cats who had been living with a family. So it seems like a love of humans is as deeply bred in felines as in their canine counterparts. So your cat does like you, Jason.
Oh, man. He's such a little jerk sometimes, Like, he's like, he gets, he's vengeful. Like, he, when you do something like that he's upset about, like his, my, when my my mother-in-law was staying at that with us, she had squirted him with the squirt bottle because he was trying to get out or doing something. And she squirted him with it like two times in one day. The next day, the door was open for a minute and he went and pissed right on the bed, like right where she slept. And he never does that. He never, ever, 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 ever. Like,
he's never. Like, who the hell is this and why the hell is she spraying me?
Right. And like, well, and the thing is like he loved her, my father-in-law. Like, she, he was always cuddled up on my father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. Yeah, I think the cats are a lot more complex than people. Like, and not only that, their problem-solving abilities, like he's figured out once or twice how to open up our storage container, mm-hmm. which is a Rubbermaid storage container and has those little flaps that you have to flip over
mm-hmm.
on both sides, where he's opened it through trial and error and ate food and was like, no way he's done it because he just is not, he does not care about the food you're feeding him.
Like, yeah, there you go.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But if you, cats are a lot like women in that if you get on their bad side, you're going to have to work to get back on the good side.
Yeah.
Because they're not just automatically going to forget it.
Unless you're like the man of the house like I am, and he knows that I'm just the alpha. And
well, sure, because, you know, that's the way it works. I'm sure that works that way with your wife, too. She knows you're in charge.
It's for dogs, man, not cats. Cats are like, give you the finger and do what they want
to
do.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. In something that's right out of fun fiction, a Miami defense lawyer's pants burst into flames as he began closing arguments in front of a jury in an arson case. His name is Stephen Gutierrez. He was arguing that his client's car spontaneously combusted and was not intentionally set on fire. He had been fiddling in his pocket and as he was about to address jurors when smoke began billowing out of the pocket. It's according to witnesses. He rushed out of the Miami courtroom, leaving spectators stunned. After the jurors were ushered out, he returned unharmed with a singed pocket and insisted it wasn't a staged defense demonstration gone wrong. Instead, he blamed a faulty battery and an e-cigarette. It was surreal, one observer told the Miami Herald. Repeated calls to his cell phone went unanswered. Miami-Dade police and prosecutors are now investigating the episode. Officers seized several frayed e-cigarette batteries as evidence. A lot of people have been hurt, or could have been hurt, observed one person in court. Gutierrez was representing Claudie Charles, who's 48, who's accused of intentionally setting his car on fire. He had just started his closing arguments when the fire broke out. In the coming days, they could decide to hold him in contempt of court. If you're wondering, he's 28. He graduated from Florida International University School of Law in 2015. So, yeah. E-cigarettes can be dangerous, though.
Oh, have you seen the pictures of the guys that have had them blow up in their faces and stuff like
that? Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of people who've had massive burns, like, on their thigh when they blew up in their pocket. Speaking of things blowing up, a Florida man tried to burn down the store because the Muslim owner didn't have his favorite kind of juice. I mean, we all get frustrated when you can't get what you're looking for. I mean, that's just to be expected, right?
Yeah.
Well, a Port St. Lucie man tried to burn down the convenience store last week because he mistakenly believed that the owners were Islamic Arabs and he was angry at them for not carrying his favorite kind of juice. Pick one. According to WPTV, police arrested 64-year-old Richard Lloyd when he gave himself up at the scene and told sheriff's deputies he was trying to, and I quote, run the Arabs out of the country, although he probably said Arabs. Lloyd had visited the store in recent days and got into an altercation with a clerk on duty and the store owner because they did not carry his preferred brand of orange juice. The store owner, who, by the way, is not Arabic, but Indian and not a Muslim,
I already knew that when he said it.
Told WPTV that he's still in shock from the incident and declined to appear on camera. When deputies arrived, they noticed the dumpster had been rolled in front of the doors and the contents were lit on fire. Upon seeing the deputies, the man put his hands behind his back and said, "Take me away!" The man, identified as Richard Lloyd, was read his Miranda rights and then told deputies that he pushed the dumpster in front of the building, tore down the signs posted to the outside of the store, and lit the contents of the dumpster on fire to, quote, run the Arabs out of our country. It's unfortunate that Mr. Lloyd made the assumption that the store owners were Muslim when, in fact, they are of Indian descent. His plan was to catch the rest of the building on fire and burn the store to the ground. He was taken to jail, charged with first-degree arson. In his court appearance, he told the judge he will be representing himself in court and that he was just, and I quote, doing his part for America.
Wow. If he wouldn't do that, he could have aced rat poison.
Yeah. All right. And finally, in Florida Corner, there are a lot of bizarre things that happen. Add one more to the long list. You know, I'll let Fox 13 explain exactly what's going on with it.
Waking up to a big plate of pancakes on a Sunday morning, but not where this guy's eating them, right in the middle of one of Lakeland's busiest and most dangerous streets, really? Well, Fox 13's Ken Suarez joins us live. He's out there on Memorial Boulevard this evening, which is a pretty busy place all the time. So why was this guy doing it? I can't wait to hear.
You know, he didn't have to do it here. He did it right there in the middle of, as you said, a very, very busy intersection, not only right now, but throughout the day, weekends, anytime you come out here. He could have eaten at his mom's kitchen table. She lives not far from here. He decided not to do that.
He could have eaten anywhere.
The reason being is that he wanted attention. And boy, oh boy, is he getting it.
From you.
This man is a fool, bro.
You don't see this every day. Even in Florida, a young guy with no shirt and pajama pants, eating pancakes at a folding table, forcing traffic to slow down and go around him. What happened to him?
You need to go to,
Baker Act.
Yeah. You need to go to Baker Act.
Teresa saw the bizarre scene unfold from across the street.
Yeah, look over there and make sure he wasn't getting hit. I heard the horn car is blowing. I thought it was ridiculous, but what could I do?
Nothing, she thought. So she just kept washing cars as he kept chomping away. Others jumped to call 911.
I've got a problem, or you guys got one before somebody gets ran over.
Despite the frenzy he was creating and the traffic he was detouring, Kieron Thomas says he wasn't worried.
I mean, I believe in higher power.
His buddy, Travis Riley, who was shooting the video, didn't seem too concerned either.
Yeah, it was dangerous, you know what I'm saying? We just live a, you know, that type of lifestyle.
Whatever the guys were thinking, the stunt certainly is an attention getter. The video is going viral. Thousands more views every hour. You're getting a load of hits on the internet. What do you think of all those hits and what people are saying?
It's nothing, you know. We're used to this, you know what I'm saying? We're used to this fame, you know what I'm saying? We just some, you know what I'm saying, neighborhood superstars.
Turns out the duo wants to be superstars on a much bigger stage. They pulled the pancake caper to promote their social media pages, where they showcase their rap music and comedy routines.
I'm an entertainer. I just like to make people laugh, man.
Now, with this under their belts, they hope to be laughing themselves all the way to the bank.
That's all I have to say, man. Y'all have a nice day, man.
So the guys really did get a lot of free exposure, but as you know, you get nothing for nothing. One of them has to appear before a judge, and that certainly could cost them. Cynthia?
As soon, even before you said it, I was like, you know what? I bet this guy wants to be a rapper, and then darn if you didn't say it. So, yeah.
She just profiled him.
Of course she did.
I bet this black fellow wants to be a rapper, Kareem. Any thoughts on our friend in the intersection? He's neighborhood famous.
Yeah, he's neighborhood famous.
They neighborhood famous.
It just reminds me of a bunch of these songs by these two guys. The song's called How You Like Your Eggs, Fried or Fertilized.
Yeah, but with some of the crap that's on the radio right now, there's no telling what'll if they'll be more than neighborhood famous.
Yeah. Fried or fertilized.
Unfortunately, yes, they will. By the way, an aside, the reporter looks a little like Bryan Cranston. So,
oh, yeah?
That was interesting, yeah. Well. Down at Fox 13. I, you know what? I knew they wanted to be rappers. I just knew it. And then you said it right there.
Well, go figure.
Then you said it right there. I will also point out, Kareem, that in the video that they were doing the rapping in, they were he was holding a 2-liter bottle of Orange Crush.
That makes sense.
All right, that's a good way to end the show. By the way, if you're gonna have pancakes, you can eat them almost anywhere. Don't eat them in an intersection.
Exactly.
Middle of a busy road.
Unless you're trying to get hood famous.
Well, you can get hood famous because you got to get run over in the middle of the street eating pancakes.
I'm going to do that on Broadway.
Exactly. I really enjoyed the lady. Goes, I looked over, saw him sitting in the road, and I thought, well, what could I do? So she went back to washing cars. That's good times.
Just don't run him over.
All right, that's going to wrap up episode 502 of the Nate Darling Show. So, hey, why not the song from the 502s?
Oh.
See? There's a theme for this week. This song is called Olivia, and that'll do it. We'll be back on Monday with another fresh new episode and a few grievances for you as well. See you then. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. There's a difference between lust and love. I see Olivia as she walks across the floor. I see Olivia, and I wander through the door. I see Olivia, and I'm drowning in a flood. And I'll be there in the morning if she comes. And there's nothing I could ever do to save you from the truth, though I'm in love. Danny Boy can give you all his love, and you don't know the things that I'm made of. I get up on my knee and treat you like a little one. There's a difference between lust and love. There's a difference between lust and love. There's a difference between lust and love. Between lust and love.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.